Available at 765-793-3947.
Our meteorologist Scott Olthoff is calling for some showers and thunderstorms today. A couple of nice days after that, and then another chance of rain on Monday. He'll have details in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The University of Illinois is facing a $17 million budget shortfall next year. Despite that, university trustees yesterday approved a preliminary $4 billion budget for 2009. Mike Rhee has more.
The trustees' decision will keep the university system operating through the end of the fiscal year. That's while it waits to hear from the state about its funding. The university says its biggest challenge in terms of costs is energy. Spokesperson Thomas Hardy says utilities are expected to cost the university $120 million.
Last year it was $100 million. A few years ago it was only 80-some million dollars. So right there we see a big gap being created in our budget, just like everybody else has.
Meantime, the university's fledgling global campus is still working to recruit more students. Since January, the online program has enrolled 42. The board approved an additional $3.4 million loan for the global campus, partly to help build the service. I'm Mike Rhee.
The U of I's Urbana campus is getting more than $4 million in grants to promote energy conservation practices. The funds come from the state's Clean Energy Community Foundation and will go towards lighting upgrades, a wind turbine project, and bioenergy research. At yesterday's trustees meeting, it was also announced that all three campuses would open sustainability offices this fall to encourage energy conservation and environmentally friendly practices. U of I President Joseph White says the grants not only provide energy solutions for the future, but allow the university to free up more funds for academics. Trustee Chairman Lawrence Epley gives U of I students credit for establishing an energy technologies fee. $300,000 of it will be going toward the wind turbines. The Mitsubishi Auto Plant in Normal is offering a buyout package of 3 months' health benefits and an $85,000 lump sum to union workers who volunteer to leave the plant. Company spokesman Dan Irvin says poor industry sales conditions caused them to reduce the pace of production to control inventory earlier this year.
And with the lower line speed and realizing the available efficiencies we have, we've combined work on the line and eliminated 105 positions. So now it's time to realign the size of the workforce.
Irvin anticipates no trouble finding UAW members willing to accept the package. Applications will begin the first week of June, and Irvin says the most senior workers will go first. There will be another effort to place an advisory referendum before Urbana voters that could potentially change the way municipal elections are held. Today, local activist Daryl Cruz will provide petitions to the city clerk's office calling for a special meeting of Cunningham Township. This move was prompted after instant runoff voting failed to make the agenda of last month's annual town meeting. Cruz accused Democrats of opposing open debate on the matter and keeping it off the agenda. He says the lack of a public notice kept the word from getting out, but that shouldn't be a problem this time.
Hopefully, the issues that seem to be a concern to those that oppose the ability to discuss and vote on advisory referendum at the annual town hall meeting will be addressed in this format, and that the meeting will be publicly announced, the agenda is set.
The special town meeting must occur in a 30-day time period, no earlier than 14 days after petitions are submitted. Instant runoff voting is a system in which residents are asked to choose candidates in an order of preference. If no one wins a majority through their first preference, the candidate with the fewest votes is eliminated. Votes would be retallied then until one person receives a majority. A question can be placed on a ballot by majority vote. Cruz says while a November referendum would be only advisory, it could help generate interest in municipal elections for next year. Indiana lawmakers have ordered up a long list of topics to be studied over the next several months, including the possibility of eliminating property taxes on homeowners and testing student-athletes for steroids. The Legislative Council is a group of lawmakers that oversees the affairs of the General Assembly. The Council ordered interim committees to examine whether alternative ways of valuing property for tax purposes should be used and what impact illegal immigration is having on the state. Each year, the council assigns dozens of issues to be studied between sessions, so lawmakers will be more informed about when they can reconvene. Some studies lay the groundwork for legislation, or at least keep discussion of issues alive. Officials say they expect more than 1.36 million passengers to travel through Chicago's O'Hare International Airport and Midway Airport over the Memorial Day holiday. Department of Aviation officials say the busiest day should be Friday. More than 250,000 travelers are expected at O'Hare and 65,000 passengers at Midway between today and Monday. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL Weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Scott Oltoff joins us from the AM 580 Weather Center. And Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, I guess we have chance of some rain today, so an umbrella would be appropriate.
Yes.
But then, another couple of great weekend days.
Yep.
Ahead. Maybe just not quite good, great weather to start the swimming pool because the water will be a little cold.
Be very cold.
The air temperatures, we're gonna hit that 80 mark, huh?
Yep.